It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Rusty Quill presents.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 2. The Two Things. Part 3 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
Here, I got her. Or him. Oh, shit. Pegs, you're bleeding. I'm all right, see?
Liz, get over here by me.
Guys, I'm fine. Look, it's just a scratch, see? Put your guns down now, please.
We can't do that, Pegs.
Please, you're making me uncomfortable. Stop pointing those things at me, please.
Lady, you're making me uncomfortable. What the fuck do we do with her now?
Would you stop pointing those fucking guns at me?
Whoa. What's she doing?
She's going after the cat.
I got him, see? He's okay. He's okay, see? Look at his eyes. He's not like them. I'm not like them.
Stand down, guys.
You sure? What if she...
Just do it, Saul. I think whatever could have happened would have happened already. Right, Riley?
Yeah. It seemed to happen pretty quick with the others.
See? I'm okay, right?
Can I go help her?
Yeah, go on.
Come on, Beggs. Let's get you to a room.
Can I take Mr. Whiskers?
Who the hell names the cat that?
Gina did.
Come on, this way. Hey, look. I'm sorry for what I said earlier.
It's okay. The stew was really bad.
Liz, grab the cat box, would you? I don't want this thing shitting on my sofa.
Where are you guys staying?
Down the hall here. We have an extra bed for you.
You mean I have to stay in the same room as Edward Scissorkitty?
Lizzie could just stay in my room. There's a much less deadly beast in there.
That too. Just make sure they're okay. And take this with you just in case. You know how to use that?
Yeah. I used to shoot with my dad back home.
Red for fire, white for no fire. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
What a pain in the ass.
I don't know. Maybe it'll have its benefits.
Oh, really? Oh, I see how it is. You and Pegs, huh?
That's fine. As long as you stay off my list.
No. It's not like that at all. I was referring to the cat. It's not like one of them. Maybe we can learn something from it.
Dude, you experiment with the lady's cat, and you ain't never gonna get any more pussy. Well, besides just that one.
Oh, shit. Now that's funny.
Oh, fuck you. Who's on guard duty tonight?
I had it last night.
Yeah, well, I had it this morning, and I think that means it's you, Michael.
No way. I dragged those nasty-ass bodies up 2 flights of stairs, and I still smell like them. I'm taking another shower.
Dude, if it's just going to be us washing the front, this shit's going to get old real quick. Why can't one of them do it? I mean, if they get through the front door, they can just come and get us.
We need our rest. I mean, we are the best trained, and we need to be on alert if something goes wrong.
Fair enough. I'll go ask.
No need. I'll do it tonight, Michael.
Oh, shit. They just heard all that?
Real smooth.
You're a dick.
The next morning, Angel started planning the first recon mission. Whatever was said at dinner really set him in motion to do what needed to be done.
Okay, here. We found a map of the local area. Right now, we are here. And there isn't much in the immediate area where there might be survivors. But once you get over here, there's a lot of places to hide.
All right, I'm with you so far.
All right, so there are... All right, there's a few places. Here, here, and here that we can stop and get supplies. This is a great sporting goods store, and these markets right here next door. Now, our big stop is here, at the hardware store. Now, we need generators, and we need them soon. I mean, we lose power, all those frozen foods are useless. And that's easily half of what we have.
And how are you going to fit all this in one Hummer? With all the supplies, there will barely be enough room if you find anyone.
We take
out
a minimal
there.
Crew? Just two of us. If you don't mind, I'll take one of the spare rifles. Maybe you can see what you can do about fixing mine.
Oh, so you're going too?
I figure it'd be best if Saul and I went. You stay here.
You sure that's a good idea? Saul may be able to lift a heavy load, but he's no marksman.
It's better for the rest of these people if you stay here. If something happens to you, we'd have bigger problems.
What are you talking about?
Don't be naive. They feel much safer with you. Look, these people are holding on by mere threads, and last night was just one example. But no matter what happens, they stand firmly next to you, willing to do what it takes to get through this. Saul and I have little to do with that.
Where's all this coming from? Something in that stew last night make you...
Whatever. Consider it an order, then. You may not understand where it's coming from, but you are staying here. Oh, and you might want to start training these people on how to hold and use a gun. Datu was walking around with a safety off last night. Could have caused some serious damage to himself or someone else.
Wait. When are you leaving?
First thing in the morning. Saul's prepping the Hummer now.
All right, you're doing good. Now, raise the end up of the rifle just a little bit and put that black sight post right in the middle.
Ha! Nailed it!
Nice! All right, your turn, Datu, then Riley.
All right.
Pegs, you can still try if you want to.
I'm watching. I'm learning. I just don't need to pick one up.
Oh, come on! It's not that hard. I was a little shaky at first, but then I got the hang of it.
Not a bad shot. You nailed that news anchor right between the eyes.
It was an ugly billboard anyway. I mean, really, who needs to have a 50-foot version of themselves?
Probably compensating a bit. What do you think?
How can you even joke right now?
What's her problem?
How does she expect to survive if she doesn't learn how to defend herself?
Look! Down there! I see one! Oh, shit! I think they heard us. I mean, you told us that...
No, I doubt it. We're up high enough that even you wouldn't know what direction the sound came from.
Can I shoot it?
Give me that rifle.
What? I want to!
Give it to me!
Oh! Okay. Here.
Wait, Lizzie. We don't know if that's...
Oh, shit! You see that? His head exploded.
That was really fucking stupid, Lizzie. That could have been a normal looking for someplace.
It wasn't. That was the one who grabbed Todd at the door. Are we done here? Okay.
I should go talk to her.
Wait! You're not going yet! I still need to learn!
Yeah, all right. Here, the best shot is when you can support yourself on something, like your knee or something. That way you don't shake. You can also use the sling to hold the end of the rifle tight and keep from shaking.
C'est un tout nouveau bureau en gros. Venez en faire l'expérience au nouveau magasin transformé de Saint-Bruno. Découvrez des centaines de produits de marques de confiance, la dernière technologie et tout ce dont vous avez besoin pour créer un superbe espace de travail ou d'études. Soyez prêts pour les fêtes avec des aubaines exclusives en magasin tout au long du mois, seulement chez Bureau en gros à Saint-Bruno. Bureau en gros, l'entreprise du travail et de l'apprentissage.
Thank you, Michael. So, should I go watch downstairs now?
Yeah. Go relieve Saul so we can finish packing up.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, Pigs. You want one?
Oh, no, thanks. I think it's gross.
Oh, all right. Well, here, I'll put mine out.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
That's too late now. You hear that?
Hear what?
Exactly. Nothing. No planes. No cars. Nothing.
It's creepy.
So, what can I do for you? Change your mind about the shooting lessons?
No, I haven't. I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh?
Yeah, well, you see, I know you're trying to help, and you think that I need to know how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, and I'm right.
You are, I know. I just can't do it.
Well, so you've told me. No idea why that is. You gonna clue me in on it? All right, I guess not then.
Well, thank you for one. I know you're staying to look after us and that you're doing everything you can to keep us safe.
Yeah, and you're not helping that. I can't put you on guard duty unless you can use a gun. You understand that, don't you?
I'll make up for it in other areas, I swear. Once we have the garden, I will be up there every day.
Right now, we don't even have the roof. You may never get to make a garden.
Please. I know. I'm sorry. I'm worthless.
You're not worthless. Come on, you know that.
Riley doesn't even want me around her anymore. I broke one of Dachu's hammers trying to fix some shelving for the shop. I can't do guard duty. What the hell am I supposed to do?
You broke a hammer? How the hell did you break a hammer? I couldn't do that if I tried.
It was pretty old.
You must be pretty strong. Hey, Pegs, you have a lot of things going for you. You're smart, you're kind, you're giving, you're pretty, and you're brave.
That's sweet. But how am I brave? I'm afraid to use a gun.
You stood by what you believe, and for whatever reason, you're being true to yourself even though it's a life-threatening situation. For some people, it's easy to change what you believe in based on the circumstances. And you haven't done that. I've known a lot of cowardly soldiers before. And they all had guns. You're going headfirst into these situations without hesitation.
What did you say right before, Brave?
Okay, well, you need to do something here, so, you know, let's figure this out. You have the water thing covered. Is there anything else you can do?
I don't know. I can sew. I thought I could cook. I took a few art classes in college, but those don't matter. Oh, I don't know.
Well, wait a second. What college did you go to?
Santa Rosa. When did you graduate? 2006, 2007? We can't be that much different in age.
Yeah, I bet we're not. I kind of still go there. Well, went there.
It took a while, because of the army thing?
Yep, the army thing.
You went overseas, you know, to there?
Yeah, Saul and I were both there.
Did you, well, how do I ask this?
Well, it's best if you don't ask. Everyone wants to know, but no one really wants to.
So the spiders, are they really that big? You?
Oh, that. Yeah, they can be, but it's really rare.
What did you think I was... Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't ask that. So, what did you say before?
What?
I don't know. Something about being pretty?
I got it. You could make some signs. You know, we could hang them from the rafters here. You could sew some sheets together and paint some signs.
Yeah, that'd be great. Huh. I could so totally do that.
And you'd be saving lives. You know, everyone who would see your signs would come here for safety. You know, they would be here because of you.
That's so awesome. I'll get started right away. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I could kiss you. You
I think that too, has some paint cans in his closet.
Yeah, I'll go get started.
Yep.
Bye.
Pegs made me realize something at that moment. In order for people to keep their sanity, they needed two things. One, they needed safety, or at least a sense of it. Two, they needed something to do. Idle hands in this environment could cut already dangling bits of hope. At that moment, I could think of a third. But that would have to wait.
Hey, grab that steel plate there.
Here you go.
Wow, look at all this.
You like it? I fixed up the Humvee with a bit of extra protection. Look at this. We now have a hatch.
Nicely done.
Yeah, Saul has done an excellent job modifying our little behemoth here.
Well, you want to tell him, or should I?
You go ahead. You thought of it.
What? You thought of what?
We were thinking of putting you in charge of the motor pool.
What, you mean the parking garage?
No, it's now the motor pool. You're in charge of keeping it safe, and if need be, making a few more modifications to some of our more economic vehicles down here, like those.
Oh, you mean those pussy hybrids?
Hey, we won't have to worry as much about noise or gas consumption as this big old diesel. But we'll save those for when we get back. That is, if you're up for it.
Sweet.
What's sweet?
Oh, just that this here is now my motor pool.
Oh, wonderful. Here are some things from my shop. It's all canned food, but it should last you. How long are you planning to be gone?
Less than a day, if we can help it.
Oh, well, in case you get stuck out there, I brought you extras. Oh, and don't lose this. Can openers are few and far between. We couldn't find many upstairs.
Oh, thank you, Riley.
What? What is it? Why are you looking at me like that?
Reason. I'm just glad Pex had something to keep her occupied for a while. See you at dinner, boys.
Whoa. What? What'd you do, Mike? Come on. You jumper bones?
Hey, how crude can you be? You know, you really need to learn how to speak to a non-commissioned officer.
Now, I'm really curious. You didn't say you didn't.
Nothing. I just gave her a job to make big signs for the building so other survivors can see that we're here.
Oh, I'm sure you gave her a job.
Oh.
Well, that is a good idea. I mean, I was thinking about
that. Yeah, sure you were, Saul. Now, Michael, that wasn't the look she gave you. Come on, you can trust us.
I need to go wash up. You two are trying hard to find something that you're not going to find.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, Michael. We may not come back, and you won't even tell us.
No, you're coming back. You're a lowly son of a bitch to pull that petty crap, and I'll see you at dinner.
Yeah, but you ain't denying it.
The night came and went without incident. I sat up on guard duty thinking about Saul and Angel and what my life would have been without them. Before this all happened, I wouldn't want to spend 2 minutes with them in the real world. We would never go out to eat, and if I saw them in a bar, I'd turn the other way. Now, I couldn't stand the idea of them leaving, especially with the chance of them not coming back.
Morning, Sunshine.
Hey, you ready?
Here, I'll watch the front. You all head to the motor pool. Good luck.
You nervous?
Nah. I'm excited to see what's out there. You never know. We might pick up some really desperate chick with some big old bitties and a waist the size of my thigh.
Is that all you ever think about?
Can you imagine what the two of us are going to be able to talk about on our little road trip?
Unless you got stock stories of boobs or alcohol, I figure it'll be a quiet ride.
We should be fine, then.
I'm here, Michael.
Great. Just wait by the security gate.
Got it.
Are you two ready for this? You got the key to the security gate so you can get back in? You're all packed?
Yes, Mom, we'll be fine.
We got this. Quit worrying about it.
You see something or you get into a bad situation, you get the hell out of there. No shame in running.
Saul and I have already talked about all this. We'll be fine.
All right, I'll cover the gate. Just get up that ramp in a hurry. This thing's loud and may send a few running towards you.
All clear, boss. You think they'll be okay?
I hope so. Come on, go relieve Riley on guard duty so she can cook us a decent breakfast.
Okay.
How is it?
I'm so glad you're here.
I'll agree to that. Better than I could do.
Where's Lizzie? I haven't seen her since early this morning.
She was bouncing around apartments yesterday looking for something. Maybe she's still...
Guys, come here!
What? What's wrong? What is it?
Look, I have been checking every room for phones, internet, anything. Everything seems to be dead. But look what I found.
We have TV reception?
No. Every channel has static or bars. But I thought of something yesterday when I saw that newscaster billboard. I didn't want to get your hopes up. But this person's TiVo was on when it all happened.
The plea of insanity has been accepted in the case of Bill Roberts, nicknamed Ink, after his numerous tattoos that cover him from head to toe.
Why are we watching
this? Ink was convicted
this?
Of multiple homicides outside of Santa Monica last May. He is currently being transferred to a mental health facility.
Yeah, I've already seen
Doctors
this.
Would confirm that he is paranoid schizophrenic. You know that the family itself was devastated. He is currently being transferred to a mental health facility. We are receiving updated reports of the rioting in downtown Los Angeles. News of more riots are being reported in many metropolitan areas outside of Los Angeles, Detroit, San Diego, New York, Houston, Chicago, and also internationally in other cities such as...
What? Why did you pause it?
That's it. It cuts off there on the DVR. It's an overhang from something recorded earlier. It's all I've been able to find so far.
Well, is there anything else later?
Everything that was set to record even an hour later is blank. Nothing else was broadcast.
How the hell did it spread so fast?
Will you keep looking on the other DVRs and see if you find anything else?
Yeah, of course.
I look with her. There's a lot of those things in the building. It may take some time. Pex, you coming?
How can this have happened?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. We're going to get through this together.
Everyone's gone. No one out there is coming for us. We're alone.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, and Blair Beihauer. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Whalen Productions.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Fred VanVleet, NBA point guard of the Toronto Raptors.
And I'm Derek Folk, COO of Folk Williams Financial Management.
We're the host of Bet on Yourself, an Acast original podcast dedicated to helping people take the next step in the business world.
In each episode, we'll invite a BIPOC entrepreneur to the table and help them level up their business, covering everything from marketing to scaling to financing.
Bet on Yourself drops every Wednesday starting November 3rd. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tune in to hear what's said by Derek and Fred. And I promise I won't forget it.
Acast recommends.
C'est un tout nouveau bureau en gros. Venez en faire l'expérience au nouveau magasin transformé de Saint-Bruno. Découvrez des centaines de produits de marques de confiance, la dernière technologie et tout ce dont vous avez besoin pour créer un superbe espace de travail ou d'études. Soyez prêts pour les fêtes avec des aubaines exclusives en magasin tout au long du mois, seulement chez Bureau en Gros à Saint-Bruno. Bureau en Gros, l'entreprise du travail et de l'apprentissage.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade and Lothar Tuppen. The demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine. A journey beyond surreality to worlds you never knew or hoped existed. Worlds of the supernatural. Worlds of dark satire. Worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.